And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is time for Christmas music, isn't it? Isn't that what you say?
If you really did come in here and we flipped to Christmas music, I would be completely happy. I don't believe that you're going to do it this soon.
Am I?
I don't think you will. I would be very excited.
608 for Tuesday, the 1st of November.
Are you going to start playing Pentatonix? Because if
no.
you do, I might.
No.
Ah, come on. I almost wore a Christmas shirt today. I did.
I know. I bet you did. I'll bet you did.
I have two of them ready to go. I almost
no!
wore.
Everybody is saying, though, that this is the start of the holiday season.
It's November.
And I give you that. Halloween is over. All I ask is one holiday at a time.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Save Thanksgiving.
Amazon.
I saved Thanksgiving for years.
Amazon's already opening its Black Friday deal store today. I'm just
oh,
saying.
Oh, boy. It's not Black Friday yet. It's November 1st.
No, but the deals go now through December 22nd.
Everybody is saying
Black Friday.
On Facebook, they're saying, and I actually get this, with all the election and all the drivel that we've gone through
right.
and all the bad stuff, the good comes through in the holiday season.
And look.
So let's just fast forward there, shall we?
Look at my big giant calendar. Look how close Thanksgiving is. 1, 2, 3, 3.5 weeks.
That's not even three. The way at the end of the calendar.
No, that's three. That's nothing.
No, but it's from the beginning of the month to the end of the month. That's
right there.
That's a lot of boxes in between there. Oh, boy. It's going to be here soon enough.
I'm going to start giving away toys today. I don't care what you say.
Okay. All right. You know what? We'll start talking about it. We've got Candace, right, from Toys R Us?
Yes. And Toys R Us is sending us some toys to give away. I'm going to start that now because if you don't get them now, they will be sold out. I'm telling you, this process has to start now. I know it's only November 1st.
Right.
The Halloween costumes are still on the floor, at least at our house. Everything's just scattered all over.
Still cleaning up from last night. Oh, my gosh. All I did was bring in the electronics.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I don't know what's out there.
You guys had a huge Halloween party, didn't you?
It turned into. At the end of the night, I don't even know if I knew half the people that were in our house. I think it was people that we picked up on the way, walking down the street. Hey, you want to come by? But it was great because I love Halloween.
Yeah.
And we had the speakers up. We were blaring the station, the Halloween special we did last night.
Which sounded great.
Put the speakers up and we just blasted it to the neighborhood. And of course, we have the voice changer and Addie and her friends are all out there. Happy Halloween. I mean,
sure.
Just living it up. I had my DJ lights going.
Nice.
So we've got spotlights. We've got, you know, flashers. We've got all of this stuff. It was unbelievable.
This was the first time that I've dressed up since, I don't know, probably high school. Because I never, you know, I take the kids out and
yeah.
I'm so focused on getting them all dressed up. But because Shaylee had bought me the Beanie Baby giraffe costume yesterday, I thought, well, I'll wear it. It's cute. I've got it. And everybody was like, I love your costume.
Oh, good. I'm glad you wore it last night.
It's been 25 years since I got complimented on a Halloween costume. But everybody loved it, thought it was great. And the kids thought it was great that I dressed up. And they had a blast. And we brought home 47 baskets of candy.
Yeah. We ran out, so
did
we
you?
Have no. I mean, we ended up at the end giving away Addie's candy.
We did that
I'm
too.
Going, you'll never know. We can't have all this in here. So
you know what? I got busted stealing because Shaylee sent me a text: "Steal me some of your kids' Reese's peanut butter cups." So I'm like, "Yeah, we literally have four bags, giant things full of candy on our table." So I'm like, "Yeah." So I go through and I pick out like four or five Reese's, put them in a little baggie, and put it in my purse. My 8-year-old comes out holding the baggie like I got busted with pot or something. She's holding up a baggie and she goes, "What is this?" I go, "Well, Shaylee at my work really loves Reese's peanut butter cups and she doesn't have kids to take trick-or-treating, so I was going to take her some." And she goes, "This is my candy," and drops it back into her bag. And I was like, "Oh, I can't even be mad. It
just
is
wait
her
till
candy.
You're asleep, kid.
Exactly.
It'll disappear anyway.
It'll be gone tomorrow."
All right. Well, your holiday season.
Are you really?
I can't stand in the way of it, really,
are
anymore.
Are you flipping to Christmas music right now?
Nah, I'm just flirting with it. That's all. Just a tip. 6:13. Let's see what's happening with 10 items or less as we get the show started today.
Affordable Care Act.
I'll make my mind up.
Open enrollment begins today. To be eligible for insurance by January 1st, 2017, you'll have to sign up for coverage by December 15th of this year. Open enrollment runs through January 31st. World Series back in Cleveland for Game 6 tonight at Progressive Field. Indians still lead the best-of-seven series 3-2. If Chicago wins tonight, Cleveland would host a decisive Game 7 tomorrow.
Oh, man. Do you think they're going to do it?
I think it's going to be tough for the Cubbies to win 2 in a row at Cleveland. But it's possible.
Yeah, I know.
It could happen. Chicago Bears stunned the Vikings 20-10 on Monday Night Football at Soldier Field last night. Vikings have lost 2 straight since a 5-0 start. A men's health organization is urging men to grow their mustaches. I pulled this story specifically because you had grown your Ken Bone mustache. And of course, now you've shaven it. Shaved? You are clean shaven?
Yeah.
Shaved it off?
I took great pleasure in shaving that off this morning. Because I didn't even, I've got to be honest, I didn't even wear the Ken Bone costume last night.
Really?
It was too hot.
Yeah.
I went through the Addie's parade and the Halloween party at school, and it's like 80 degrees out there, and I'm dying.
Know.
And I came home, and I had a bunch of setup, and I go, you know what? The heck with it. I'm just putting on shorts or whatever. Nobody else dressed up in the adult section.
Yeah.
So, but now instead, I just had a creeper mustache.
Now you have to grow it back. There's a group urging men to grow their mustaches this month to raise awareness for illnesses that can lead to premature death. The Movember Foundation says the mustache is the ribbon for men's health. It wants to raise funding for projects focusing on prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. And older fathers who are carrying some extra weight tend to live longer, are more attractive to the opposite sex,
yes,
and are better at passing on their genes than thinner dads. Exactly. New research is proving this. Becoming fatter after fatherhood due to decreasing testosterone levels may not be the macho ideal, but it actually prolongs lives and strengthens immune systems. According to a professor, there is evidence that these men are less likely to suffer from heart attacks and prostate cancer and may be up to 50% more likely to die in any given year. So see, you're doing things right, what I'm saying.
Wow. Little did I know this would come back around to...
Our donuts are the right choice.
Yeah, please.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Well, thanks a lot, Jen. All of the texts and tweets and Facebook messages I'm getting now about when's the Christmas music going to start?
By the way, you can see the hot holiday toy that we'll be giving away at 8:10 this morning. If you go to the KC1021 Facebook page, I just posted a picture of it.
So, Shales, how are you?
I'm good.
Great. How was your Halloween?
Did you have Mexican Monday?
Like that?
What? I don't...
Did you watch some Vikings lose? Your favorite team.
Yeah.
What else did you do?
Jen had some conspiratorial... Hey, guess what? We got to find out what Shales was up to last night.
So yesterday, stop with this nickname. This is terrible.
I went over to my friend's house yesterday, and she goes, so seriously, what's going on with Shaley in the dating game? Because she starts yelling at me. As a listener, I think that it's really important that you let me know if she's went on a date with him, what happened.
You're absolutely right.
And so I feel like it's time for a little update.
Okay.
You, on your dating show last Thursday, picked Brendan, who plays for the Comets.
Mm-hmm.
You have told us that at one point there was some contact made.
Mm-hmm.
Are there plans? I don't even know.
There's been more contact made.
There's been more contact made.
Right. Okay.
With Brendan, the Comets player.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
So plans perhaps.
That's
drop. That's drop, Mike. Let's move on to the next
for now.
Let's talk about those Vikings.
Now, after you
was it physical contact?
No. This was
verbal
written contact.
Like a handshake or a high five or something.
So when you do go on an actual outing with said young man, you will give us a little update on how that goes.
Like Facebook Live.
No.
You will let me follow you and set
you
two tables behind.
Like a camera crew.
Here, this is what I will promise you. I will promise you this. I will tell you after it happens.
I'm just sitting behind him with my phone leaning down. I got my phone up in the
air. No, you'll bring the selfie stick and be like, excuse me, can you speak up? I can't angle this correctly.
The restaurant manager comes
out. I'll be dressed in a trench coat with a GoPro on my head.
I'm sorry. You're scaring some of our other customers. They're curious as to what's happening.
Me too.
Please leave.
Me too.
You're going to have little soccer babies.
Awesome.
Okay, you need to calm down.
We'll get a better update later on.
Christmas wedding.
It's good.
2017.
Yeah.
They can get married at Winter Wonderland at Worlds of Fun next year.
Okay.
Next to the giant Christmas tree.
Santa could bring them in on the sleigh.
Oh, Truda.
Under the beautiful Christmas tree that's going to be out there.
Done.
Guys, what kind of dress do you want?
Oh, my God.
I know the woman who's a manager at David's Bridal. This
Jennifer,
is done. Everything's happening.
Stop.
I love matchmaking when it happens.
Let's get Eric Burke on the phone.
I literally cannot with you right now.
Yes.
Oh, and Shaylee.
Make it happen.
How much coffee have you had?
I may have had a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
How about this news?
I saw this last night watching TV.
Oh, somebody got kicked off Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
Shaylee, do you know who that was? Do you know?
I forgot that show was even on the air.
It happened last night.
Jarna?
Oh, did it?
And you know, we had a draft pick. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh,
I
do.
No, I don't remember that.
And when your contestant goes out,
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
You
so.
Have to recreate the dance, and I feel like.
How about I just
feel like somebody in this room is off the show now?
That's kind of how I feel.
Shoot.
What happened on Dancing with the Stars last night?
No.
I'm just trying to find a nickname you like.
Shay Dog? Shaylee Diane?
Shake it off?
Okay.
That was so terrible.
Truda has not actually been to sleep yet. We should mention that.
Clearly.
Yeah, I had a lot of drink last night.
Okay, so last night it was in fact Ryan Lochte and Cheryl Burke who went home.
Ryan and Cheryl.
How about this? How about I just go swimming and it's the same thing?
How about this? You get Brendan, your comments player new boyfriend, and you recreate the dance with him.
Yes, now you have a partner to do it.
No,
love it.
You guys, no.
And that part we can Facebook Live.
Yep.
And we will not be.
He's an athlete. He can dance.
I don't care. Oh, this needs to happen.
Let's hear what Ryan Lochte had to say about being eliminated.
I learned a lot about myself that I could, no matter how hard I get knocked down, I can keep fighting. I think that, and this family, like, I love it. I'm sad that I'm going home, but everyone here has touched me in a special place right here. So I'll always
excuse me.
Hey.
Sharna?
I knew it.
And Truda,
had a very rough night last night.
Truda's sad because Sharna is injured. And can't dance.
I feel like she needs to be comforted now.
Yeah. Shaylee,
what are you
going
to do about it?
How long do you need to recreate Lochte's dance?
I haven't even watched it.
By
so.
The end of this week on the show here,
Fine.
You have to recreate Ryan
which
Lochte's
dance,
did it by himself.
Which dance is he? Recreating?
It was
the one that he was eliminated?
Yeah. For? She has to recreate that one. They were dancing to Howlin' for You by the Black Keys. I don't know what type of dance it was.
I didn't watch it.
I don't know if it was a tango or what it was. But watch it, learn it, and by the end of this week, you will recreate it.
He only did it for like 3 seconds, though, when Truda got kicked off.
You do it however you feel is appropriate, okay?
Okay.
And by that, I mean the entire thing with your comments player boyfriend.
Stop.
At halftime, at midfield of the comments game.
Okay, this is getting a little ridiculous, people.
You guys are so cute.
I'll get Bud on the phone. Perfect.
Stop.
We'll make it happen.
Hey, Macy's is celebrating its 90th annual Thanksgiving Day parade this year. The parade's going to be adding vintage character Felix the Cat, along with new balloons of Charlie Brown, a DreamWorks troll, and a character from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
The Green Valley Eagles. Soar, Eagles, soar.
They are performing. All the balloons
I remember that.
Get tested out before they march along the route to Macy's Herald Square. The parade kicks off Thanksgiving Day at 8 a.m. Central Time. And Butterball is offering text support for turkeys for the first time this Thanksgiving. The support line's going to be open 24/7 from November 17th through the 24th. You can text the number. I'll actually just put it up on Facebook because it's a big, long number. And you can text them with your questions about cooking and preparation, and a real person will respond. The company will also still answer by email or via social media.
Will someone come to my house and just bake it for me?
I seriously am going to call Hy-Vee because my in-laws are coming in,
mm-hmm.
and I think Hy-Vee caters Thanksgiving. And I can't
cook.
Okay, like,
yeah.
I seriously can't cook at all.
Can you make anything?
I can do Wiener Schnitzel.
Of course you can.
My husband is German and loves Wiener Schnitzel. That's the only thing I make
that
well.
That is the weirdest thing that you can make.
That's,
right?
And that's it. Like mac and cheese, the base soup. That's it. So,
so something you can put in a can
needs to
or a
cater
bowl.
So that I don't poison my in-laws.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Saying.
Can you make mashed potatoes?
Will you and Brendan come over and join us?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Day after Halloween.
Did you guys have a lot of trick-or-treaters?
We didn't have as many as I thought we were going to, but it was still a pretty good number.
Yeah.
Pretty
Did packed. You bring in the extra candy is my question.
We have no extra candy. We gave Addie's candy away.
Oh.
Yeah.
It got to that point at our house, too.
Yeah. And we would have had more, except at one point, Danielle was outside handing out candy.
Yeah.
And the phone rang, so she came indoors. And when she walked back out, she left the candy out there.
Oh.
And it was like feeding
Rookie
frenzy.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah.
Gone.
I know.
Mm-mm. We did find a house
what are
you with
doing?
Full-size candy bars. And my daughter goes, Mom, look at this giant Kit Kat.
It's as big as a baby.
It's not fun size. It's real.
It's like a Whopperino.
Did you make her change her costume and go back a couple times?
I wanted to. I debated it. Are they going to notice?
So what kind of costumes did you encounter out there? Good ones, bad ones, otherwise? And by the way, 5767102, Twitter, Facebook, text, or the show at kc1021.com. You can weigh in, too.
I felt like a lot of people put in some serious effort, and there were a lot of adults that were dressed up going around with their kids. I saw one.
Is that right?
Yeah. I saw a mom who was the Energizer Bunny, and it was fantastic. She had a homemade drum. Yes, she did have on tights and a little tutu.
I almost made that for you.
Really?
Yeah.
That was great. And then the best kids one I saw, there were twin girls who couldn't have been more than 15 months old, like just at the age where they're walking fairly steadily.
Okay.
And they had dressed them as old, like little old ladies. So they had little scarves, aww, little old glasses. And then they had made walkers for them, like with a tennis ball. You know how on
yeah,
a walker
oh, yeah,
there's a
yeah.
tennis ball? They made little walkers for them.
That's adorable.
And the girls, I was amazed that they weren't pulling this stuff off. Because toddlers do not want to be wearing glasses
sure.
and scarves.
Right,
And
right.
they were just like happily walking along with their little old lady walkers. It was fantastic.
What is the deal? We were trying to figure this out yesterday at the Halloween parade at school. With the orange and the blue, they're just like tights for your full body.
Right.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, we
like
saw a lot of
colors. Yeah, they're just like colors. They cover your entire head, face, everything.
Yeah, all I could picture in my head was Blue Man Group, but I know.
Yeah,
that's
it
not
is kind of like that, right?
Yeah.
Is that something?
I'm sure that's a thing.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I saw a lot of it yesterday too. I don't know what that's from.
It's kind of weird.
Did your husband dress up?
He did not.
No.
He
did
was
Danielle dress up?
Husband who wanted
she
to be
not.
Home drinking.
Oh. I did not actually dress up.
You didn't?
No, it got so hot, and the Ken Bone outfit is a sweater and khakis.
How many Ken Bones did you see last night?
None.
Really?
No, I saw zero.
I was wearing the giraffe beanie baby costume that you
that makes me so
made
happy.
For me, Shaylee, and it was 4,000 degrees.
Yeah.
And I was
hey, I didn't
dying.
Ask you to do that.
There
I
were
was melting.
A lot of Harry Potters.
Yeah.
There were a lot of superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of little Supergirls.
Yeah.
What else
but
did
no
we see?
Ken Bones.
Oh, I also saw people wearing basketball uniforms, and then they had like giant inflatable donuts around, and I'm like, what is
Dunkin'
that?
Donuts.
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
That was great.
I also saw that on Pinterest.
Yeah, people were good this year. I'm always amazed because I'm so not Pinteresty. I'm not good at that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And other people,
I think it makes
never
it
to
helped
so
that it was super nice out though too.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And then it got really good and windy, so it was real Halloween.
Yeah. Well, it's blowing my inflatable around.
Nice. I'm sorry.
The inflatable castle thing I have for Halloween,
okay.
That is. Hey, now.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was fun. It was a good night.
It was. It was a good Halloween.
Then we went to Jack in the Box, got a bunch of fried tacos, and called it a night. Isn't that how everybody finishes Halloween?
Ended up,
it was
no,
Mexican
I
Monday.
Ended up on my neighbor's patio with a few pops and some s'mores.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a weird combination.
It is, I know. It was great, though.
Was it the cookie dough flavored pop?
No, it was not.
The good old that ale is still sitting here.
We're going to have to open that.
It was a Miller of the Light variety.
New Belgium and Ben & Jerry's teamed up to make chocolate chip cookie dough ale. Mm-hmm. And Shaylee got us some samples. We will try those at some point.
I think we should try those like Friday.
Okay. What's Friday?
We have someone special coming in.
We do?
Uh-huh.
What?
Oh, Colin Kane.
Oh, I was like, wait, what, huh?
The comedian who's at Stanford's.
Oh, I'm like, yeah. No, Face Your Fears Friday. Can't go into November.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What happened?
Stupid donut.
Jen decided to put her donut in her coffee, and I said, you're going to lose it.
And I did, and then I wanted to pull it out, and so you dug out a dirty fork from our drawer, and I wasn't above
oh,
using
no,
that.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's completely clean.
And now I've lost the fork and everything.
And the donut.
Everything's ruined. Pumpkin spice donut lost.
Some
what
weird
else is in this drawer
in
back here?
What is in that?
No, you need
see.
To look under the board in that weird cubbyhole thing.
Oh, there's a dollar. That's good.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Old headphones.
Why are we throwing dollars around?
Does anybody need oatmeal? Instant cinnamon and spice oatmeal?
Gross. Mm. I may get desperate enough for that. She'll put it in her coffee.
Bunch of markers.
Nothing good.
Oh, we've got, here you go, just in case anybody forgets, secret deodorant.
Is that yours?
A little backup. I truly do work with a lot of women.
That's ladies. Yeah, so is that yours?
Yes. Strong enough for a man.
That's right. That's for right. Ken Bone.
And some sort of weird bouncy ball.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know.
Let me see it. Shaylee.
But it says the miracle ball method. Ugh, I don't know what that means.
easy.
Oh, hey.
Heads up. There you go. Huh. Shaylee, you could take that and play soccer with your new comments with your boyfriend.
Stop.
You guys can kick that little ball around.
So what did you send back in the text?
Don't you worry about it. They're conversing. They're setting up a date.
Okay, good.
And then we'll get a little update on how things have gone.
Then we will visit the restaurant and put some hidden cameras up beforehand. Okay, everybody. Good show. Good to see you. See you tomorrow.
No, not going to happen.
I'm not telling you anything.
You think
after it happens.
Are you going to go out for breakfast? Do you feel a dinner?
Breakfast.
Because dates, like how long they
what
last,
are you saying?
Depend on what you...
Yeah,
if you
what
go
are
out
you
for
saying?
Breakfast, it's just coffee and a donut. That could be 20 minutes.
Okay,
if
well,
you go out for dinner,
you
you're
realize
in
she works during this time?
Yes. Right. That's just, when we send her.
Okay,
she has
all
to
right,
Facebook
right.
Live it.
Yeah.
Or
I'm not Facebook Living it.
A dinner date is much longer. Lunch right. date, a little shorter. So I'm just saying, first date, what are you feeling?
I don't know. Hmm. I'll let you know.
Movies aren't good first dates.
Because
you don't talk. You got to do something. What about like the ice terrace or something? Like we open up the ice rinks
no,
for the holiday season.
She doesn't want to fall on her butt on her first date.
That's a true story.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's Brian Boitano. We just don't know about it.
Oh, I can promise you that's not the fact. That's not going to happen.
Welcome, Gracie Gold, ladies and gentlemen.
Who? She's an Olympic ice skater.
Wow.
Oh, soon okay. to be.
What yeah. about,
I think you should just go out and I don't think full dinner.
Bowling.
That seems like a lot of, bowling would be good. You guys are both athletic.
Bowling?
You should go to Main Event. And you could bowl and play games.
Oh, yes, right.
That would be fun. And, right.
and I'm not telling you which location we're going to.
Shales.
And we'll be hanging from that rope course above,
yes!
like looking down because...
With cameras.
right.
And she'll never know.
Because honestly...
Oh, no, I will know with you
For
two.
The first hour I was there, I didn't even know
room.
They had that. All of a sudden I looked up, I'm like, what are kids doing up there?
We're just over the loudspeaker.
Hi, Shaley, we can see you.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
I'll let you know after it happens.
That
no,
would
be
a good first date, though.
Kiss him. Kiss him. Come on. Do it.
What's wrong with you? Trudeau has not actually
know.
Been
this
to sleep.
This is like your own reality show.
What?
He's been up since yesterday morning.
We have been up way too long and drank way too much on Halloween.
And despite his better judgment, I've decided that we're going to start Christmas things today.
I'm okay with this.
Well, and that is a good reminder. Shales, what did we get on the old Facebook messengers this morning?
The Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
I don't know, but I'm giving away some of the hottest toys. I already have one
or
up for grabs.
Do people hit us up on the Twitter's machine?
Oh, my God.
What do we have here going on?
Literally cannot with you
right?
people. So we're getting quite a few messages asking, hey, are you guys playing Christmas this year? Are you guys playing Christmas music? Is it Christmas time yet? Can you flip? We will be playing Christmas music.
Wow. People are speaking.
I may have added that last part of
okay.
Now?
Yeah, thanks. Wait a second.
Shaylee and I got
These
matching.
These aren't real messages.
They actually are. I can see them. But mm-hmm. Shaylee
oh, no,
and
I
got matching Christmas shirts. And I almost mm-hmm. wore mine that says it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas today.
But it's too hot.
It is. I know. You can't do it when it's 80 degrees.
We're not really in the mood yet.
No. I am in the mood to give away toys. We'll do that
okay.
at 8:10. One of the hottest toys this season.
And we're going to talk to Candace from Toys R Us, right? She is the mom blogger, the super mom.
Yeah, and she's got a lot of things that are already selling out, like the stuff that long before Black Friday, you already have to start ordering. You're not going to get it for the
yeah.
kids. So we'll talk about those with her in just a little bit here.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
The girls just won't let it go. They will not
so
let it go.
Shaylee walked in and saw that I have toys in here. She's like, what's happening? What are these? And I said, oh, I don't think it's too early to start giving away some of the hottest toys for 2016.
Yeah, I think Jen's first word this morning was like, hey, good morning. Do we start playing Christmas music now?
Is it time? Can we? Ready?
Can
no?
we do it?
Nothing?
Let's go.
Little silver
what?
Bells?
No.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's coming soon. I'm telling you. Kansas City's Christmas station, of course, KC-1021. We're going to fire up the old Christmas machine here. Faster than you know. But first, we're going to get through November 1st.
And we have to
70 degree weather
to Black Friday. I read this morning that Amazon is already starting their Black Friday deals.
Really?
Oh my
like
gosh.
Now, today.
Like, what
today
kind of deals?
Through December 22nd. You have to go to Amazon and read.
Wow.
That's a lot of work. That's the why I just asked you.
It says the calendar says it's Tuesday, but Amazon is already opening its Black Friday deals store with deals available from now until December 22nd.
This well, I'll tell you
so
what.
Happy.
Let's get a jump on what some of those deals are going to be, especially from the toy department, right?
I need help.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, and with Christmas toys, too. Candace is a blogger with
right?
Toys R Us.
All right.
With an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, we have already been looking at Christmas toys and going through ads, and my kids have been saying, I want that, and I want that. Every time a commercial comes on, I'm
sure.
ready. And
I know how that goes. Yep.
They are ready to go. And there are toys that are already selling out that, like, if you haven't gotten it, you're not going to get it for Christmas.
Yeah.
So we had to bring in an expert to talk about some of these.
You mean I can't pull my Truda going out December 23rd? What?
Not going to work. So we've got Candace from Toys R Us to tell us about some of the hottest toys this season. How are you doing, Candace?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
All right. So what do we need to be keeping our eye out for this holiday season? And what do we need to jump on early?
Well, you know, we're definitely seeing a lot, a really high demand already, you know, despite it being as early as it is. It's holiday season here. And, you know, we have some great, great toys this holiday season. And one of them that's my personal favorite is Wild Thing from Power Wheels. And it's a really cool ride-on that provides 360-degree spinning action while driving. It also has durable tires for multi-terrain driving, almost like an off-roading experience. And the speeds go up to 5 miles per hour, which is pretty fast. And for kids, they're having so much fun. They love cruising around and spinning around in this really fun ride-on.
And what age range is that recommended for?
Sure, this is for ages 5 to 7.
Okay.
Well, Jen, that sounds better than your car.
It actually does.
That sounds amazing.
Mine too.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. All right, so that's kind of like an outdoor sort of a thing. What else are we looking at here, Candace?
So we also have a really fun item called the selfie mic for aspiring pop stars out there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so with this item, you can actually put in your smartphone. It comes with a selfie stick, and it allows you to kind of make your own music videos, and you can send it around to, you know, friends and family, and just super, super fun.
Forget the kids. I want one of those.
Yeah, I think we get that for Shaylee.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's great. And now another thing that I've seen that just went on sale, and I'm pretty sure is already gone, is the Hatchimal.
The Hatchimal, yeah. No, we definitely have the Hatchimals. They're hot, though, for sure.
Man.
I've been playing with it myself. I brought one home for my husband to play with, too, and he's having a good time with it.
Yeah, my kids want one of those for sure.
Right. I mean, it's like, you go through the aisles. We go to Toys R Us over there on 95th Street, and
yep.
It's like, okay, wait, come on, kid, let's go. You're trying to drag her through. Like, I said make a list, okay? Come on.
What else are some of the big toys this year?
So there's this whole element of nostalgia, for sure. And this is for the big kids and adults out there. They cannot wait for the Nintendo NES Classic Edition.
Oh.
It has 30 of the all-time greatest and most classic games like Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
And I can tell you that between my husband and my older brother, who is also an adult, they cannot wait for this one to arrive under the tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect.
That's a good one. And it even looks like the old school console, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
We probably have one in the basement that doesn't work. So
you could dress that up and tell somebody, hey, look, it's classic.
Exactly.
Right. And speaking still of nostalgia, Furby is back.
Oh.
Furby Connect is out this year. And I know for me, I wasn't allowed to have a Furby as a kid. And I will 100% be adding this one to my list. It comes with Bluetooth capabilities. And this one actually comes with a sleeping mask. So it does go to sleep. So hopefully my husband won't mind too much when I bring it home.
And can you tell us, like, Black Friday is going to be a huge thing. And Toys R Us, that's one place I always stop on Black Friday. Is there a certain thing that we need to try to look for? What's the best deal for that?
Well, we're going to have lots of deals for Black Friday that we haven't announced just yet, but we still have really great deals for our great big Book of Awesome, which started on October 27th.
Okay.
And they're some of the biggest ever. The book itself is the biggest ever. We're going to have hundreds of deals in it, and some of them will still be lasting through November, too. So you'll just have to check online, and we'll be sending out some emails as well, so you'll know, you know, which items are the really hot ones to look for and which deals to look for as well.
Excellent. Mm. I'm so excited for Christmas.
She's already in the mood, and
I
feel like that if I don't get out now, I've got to do this and get on the train, or else it's gonna. Some of these are gonna sell out really fast. I mean, this is, you've got to get on this right now.
Well, we have new shipments coming in every day to our stores, so we'll be stocked up and ready.
Okay, hang on to two Hatchimals for me, because I have two little girls.
Will do.
Okay.
I don't think mine knows what it is yet, so I'm not going to mention it.
Right.
But we'll just see if you kind of skates through the holiday season without it. So there we go. Candace from Toys R Us, we certainly appreciate the look at what is going to happen this holiday season, and appreciate the heads up on all this stuff. It sounds great.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Candace, thank you much. And Jen, we've already got toys to give away.
Toys R Us actually sent us some things to give away. And this morning we have the Think and Learn Caterpillar. Can you hear that? This is recommended for ages 3 to 6.
Or so, me.
Or Truda, who wants to play with the caterpillar. You can rearrange his pieces to change his path. This actually looks really cool. It has a motorized action. It develops problem-solving, planning, and sequencing, and critical thinking.
If you it's have amazing.
Maybe we all need to play with this.
Yeah, we might. Or let's give it away, but I'm going to wait till 8:10.
Okay.
We'll play some Trick or Trending if you want the hottest toys this season. KC-102-1, we got them.
All right, very cool. 7:48 now. Coming up in 3 minutes, we'll check traffic on the show. We'll get ready to win coming up next hour. From Toys R Us. Nintendo, this Mario Brothers was the greatest.
Now I want to play.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda. Shaylee is here as well.
You realize the election is now a week away? I'm ready for it to be over.
I voted already, so in my head, it's over.
It's done.
Done.
Let's ignore that and move on to Christmas presents.
Yay!
We have a bunch to give away this morning. The Fisher Price Think and Learn Caterpillar. This is for preschool kids ages 3 to 6. It is recommended for. Going to play some Trick or Trending this morning to win this gift.
Okay. You want to start with number one?
Let's go there.
Let's go to Mark and Lee Summit. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Great. I'm excited.
All right.
Mark, I'm going to read four headlines. Three of these things are actually trending. One is made up. You can tell us which one is the fake. You will be in the running for this toy. Snow White is the latest classic Disney movie that will get a live-action reboot. Number two, Justin Bieber settles lawsuit with a photographer. Number three, pumpkin spice lattes can increase your IQ. And Michael Douglas reveals that Val Kilmer is battling cancer. Which one is the fake?
The spice latte.
Pumpkin spice lattes can increase your IQ. That is correct.
All right.
Not actually trending this morning, so you're now in the running for the Fisher Price toy.
All right, very good. Hold on, Mark. Let's go to Christina, heading towards Independence this morning. Hello, Christina.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you recovered from Halloween?
Oh, yeah. Slightly. It took a long time to get her to settle down last night.
I bet. Kids
sugar
are all
yep.
wired up. All right, I'm going to read four headlines. Tell me which is the fake. Number one, forget candy. Ketchup packets were the big Halloween hit. Number two, American Horror Story to cross over first and third seasons. Number three, Adele opens up about postpartum depression to Vanity Fair. And number four, today is World Vegan Day.
Let's do the ketchup packet.
Forget candy. Ketchup packets were the big Halloween hit. That is correct.
Yeah.
Although Jason Lamb from Fox 4 posted a picture. He had his Halloween candy out, and there's like Kit Kats and Twix, and then mixed in were ketchup packets and Taco Bell hot sauce.
Of course.
And with the Halloween candy.
Yeah, if you want them thrown right back at you, give me
right.
those.
Christina, you're now in the running for the Fisher Price toy.
Very good. Debbie and Lee Summit here wraps us up this morning. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good.
All right.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I've already started buying some presents, yes.
All right.
Perfect. Now, when will you actually decorate, like put up the tree and all that good stuff?
Oh, I've got a couple weeks.
Yeah, closer to Thanksgiving.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to read four headlines. Tell me which one is not actually trending. Number one, Amazon is already opening its Black Friday deals store. Mm. Number two, video gone viral. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have coffee together at Starbucks.
Number three, man arrested for dumping manure at Democrat headquarters in Ohio. And number four, Butterball adds texting to their Thanksgiving turkey helpline.
Now, I'm going to say two.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, in fact, did not have coffee together at Starbucks. You are correct. That did not happen. So everyone is in the running. Shaylee, I'm going to write these names down.
Okay.
You have to pick our winner this morning for the Fisher Price toy. Choose a piece of paper. She has chosen Mark from Lee's Summit to win the Fisher Price Think and Learn Caterpillar.
All right, Mark. Yes.
He's pumped. Do you have a 3 to 6 year old who will love this toy?
I have a granddaughter that will love this toy. Granddaughter, 3 and a half.
Oh,
Perfect. That's
great.
Oh, excellent. Right in the wheelhouse. Love it.
Perfect.
Love it.
Perfect.
Great. All right, Mark. Good job. Hold on for 1 second.
Thanks.
And we'll get you all set up, okay?
Are we flipping? Awesome. Is this it? Is this
We're so excited.
Shaylee and I are dancing.
I don't know if there'll be snow.
Ah, from the showgirls to my little elves.
I'm strangely not offended by that.
Everybody always talks about, hey, Truda and those show girls.
You know, the girls on the show.
Then it just kind of got shortened to the show girls. So, hey, all right. Now you're little elves.
I had a friend who dressed
as... Wait, so it's official yet?
No.
Oh. No.
Huh. One of my friends was Buddy the Elf for Halloween yesterday.
So was Kelly Clarkson.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
We should plan our outfits.
That is funny. I don't see a lot of Christmas-themed Halloween outfits.
No. Maybe Shaylee and I will start something.
Could have gone to Santa Claus.
We could wrap ourselves in lights and tinsel.
I would have needed more than just the mustache, though, because, well.
Are you going to dress up as Truda Claus?
Oh. Those were two very different sounds.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Well, tonight, as the Cubs and Indians battle in Game 6 of the World Series, it is 1 year ago tonight that the Royals lifted the crown as World Series champions.
Was that a year ago?
It was a year ago tonight.
Wow.
How about that?
That went fast.
It did.
It feels like a really long time ago.
You know, it's possible that after tonight, we will no longer be the reigning World Series champion.
Aw, that's a sad thought.
Kind of is, isn't it?
Because then Cleveland wins. Boom.
Yeah.
On top of everything else. Ah, but they look good.
Come on, Cubbies.
I know.
Somehow the Bears won last night.
Let's not talk about that.
How were your Vikings, Shaylee? What happened there?
You know what? It was Halloween. They were scared. I'm sure they saw a clown, and they were just done.
They saw Jay Cutler.
Well, was Jay Cutler out there?
Yeah.
Oh, you took my joke. Dang it.
Sorry. So, okay, we had Shaylee's dating game last Thursday. We had three contestants, two of which were Comets players, and one of which was Andrew Carter, sports reporter at KCTV5, all of which I thought would be fantastic options for you, being the sports lover that you are. You ended up choosing Brendan, a Comets player, very good looking. And you did say that there was some contact made.
Yep.
Since your dating show, there has been more contact made, not physical, we're talking... Written and or verbal contact.
Mental? Telepathic?
I'm
psychic?
I don't want him to think that I'm a crazy
older sister.
I don't know what to give him
stalker,
that idea.
But I did find out that his birthday is this Friday.
How do you know this?
I Googled Brendan.
Why did you Google?
I'm trying to be your sister here.
I see that, but
you guys, you're talking. You're planning a date, from what I can understand. I stole her phone. I know.
I feel so bad for him already.
So I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not. Gonna
oh, really?
You're doing a great job.
When things start out like that, I don't want to embarrass you, but
I may or may not be a stalker. But
yeah.
But his birthday is Friday. Okay. Don't you feel like we should get him a gift? We should do something. He was kind enough to come be a part of the show. And that
did he know what he was even doing?
Look, don't worry about things.
Okay.
So he came, and he was really nice to come and play that game with us. Because that's kind of embarrassing to put your life out there on
the
radio.
Oh, really? Really?
No idea what that's like.
Weren't expecting it at all.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we owe him something as a show. And for his birthday, we should get him a present. Can we have him in the studio to present him with a present on Friday? And maybe you guys could go have a little donut date on Friday.
That's a great idea.
And then give us a little
update. Have you talked to him? I feel like you probably talked to him more than I have at this point.
If not at this point, but Brendan, I will call you. I will find your number, and I will call you.
I'm sure you already have it. Right. Don't act like you don't.
Yeah. But all she has is his social security number right now.
Right.
But
it's, by the way, you need to pay your NFM bill. That's really, I'm just saying. It's overdue.
Jen's the kind of person, is your credit card end in 5432? Okay.
Just checking.
Will you get him a present? Or do you think,
what?
I think I should take care of it.
I think it's too soon for you to get him a present.
I'll do this.
Celebrate your boyfriend's birthday.
Okay. There is no boyfriend. There is none of this. We haven't even went out yet.
I'm planning a winter wedding next year, 2017.
So we got to pick this up a little bit.
So what I'm saying is, if you're going to have babies in the next couple of years, I got to get things rolling.
Why are you more concerned with my babies than your kids?
Well, that's a good question. Touché.
Just ask.
Mine are practically self-sufficient at this point. They're 8 and 6. Are you kidding? I got yelled at because I was following too closely while they were trick-or-treating last night. Mm. Mom, you don't have to stay right by me the whole time. Yes, I do.
It's
so then you
the
follow behind
streak.
Me. I got it. His birthday's Friday. Let's have him in the studio.
Jen, can we talk about the fact
get him a gift.
Oh, where
just
does
like
this stalking
a
ability?
Dove and Jen just takes you into her arms and nurses you back to health.
Look
and then says, fly, little bird, fly.
And you played college
I don't know what the
soccer.
Hell any of that means.
Jen,
I've had a really
question.
Late night and drank
Let's
a lot.
Let's talk about the real root of this here. Why do you stalk people? Why do you know so much information
do
about
you know
people?
That he played soccer in Germany for the last year?
Jennifer, why do you know this?
Because I Googled.
I did not know that. But why do you know this?
German chocolate cake for his birthday.
What?
I'm just saying, we'd all be down with that.
I'm always down for that, but
I can speak German to him. I'll translate if you need help. If you want me to go on the
I'm
date.
I'm pretty sure he spoke English when he was here.
He's from Kansas
I think he's
City.
Good. I think he's good.
But if you need me to go on the date and hang out.
I think we're good.
Yeah,
thanks.
With the camera.
No. No.
A Facebook Live. Well,
No. I think we need to get back to the root of this. Why do you know? How do you know how to find out all this information about people?
Well, I think that's just a skill I've acquired throughout my years.
Okay.
After 41 years of living, you learn things, Shaylee.
Wow.
I have a special set of skills.
Someday the FBI is going to show up here.
I've never heard of her.
Right?
I don't know. What I'm saying, Brendan, is come on into the studio Friday. We'll have a birthday party.
And what I'm saying is I'm sorry I had nothing to do with this.
Jen is some, like, crazy hacker. She's the one exposing all the Clinton emails, actually.
Probably is. It makes
You're
so much
welcome.
More sense.
They're going to start calling it Jenny Leaks.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I need two things here. A.
What are we going to need?
The breaking news bed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why?
B, followed by some Christmas music.
Okay, right.
Let's start with the breaking news.
All right, well, hold on 1 second. Let me get this up here.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Shaylee is actually jumping out of her seat.
We now go live to Jen for breaking news.
Seasonal flavors you love have returned. You can enjoy the delicious chestnut praline latte made with espresso, steamed milk, and flavors of caramelized chestnuts and spices, or try the peppermint mocha or caramel.
You did not do this right.
Brulee latte. All three can be sipped hot or blended. Starbucks holiday drinks are here.
It's official.
This is big, Drew.
Okay.
This is so
all
exciting.
Right. I mean,
and the green cup
sure.
is here. It's new.
Holiday
and
drinks are
what
in.
What does this have to do with anything?
Look how pretty the holiday drinks are at Starbucks.
Caramel brulee.
Okay.
Peppermint mocha.
Does it have coffee in it?
Yes.
Well, no, I'm just, I mean, that is
do
sounds like a stupid
cocoa
question.
With little marshmallows I can put on top?
That's all. You know I don't like coffee.
I can get you a caramel apple spice. Those things are pretty good.
So we can buy these now. These
mm-hmm.
are,
mm-hmm.
if I walk into Starbucks, I can get a peppermint mocha.
There's no red cups yet, but the green cups are here.
It's beginning to look a lot
oh,
like
yes, it is.
I'm so excited.
Everywhere you go.
Which
everybody wants Christmas. Now.
I want a caramel brulee.
I showed up with toys to give away.
Right?
Can we elf the studio?
We are going to elf this studio up in a couple of
no,
weeks.
No, my calzones! Okay, sorry. Catch the calzones, lady! Dang
you can't tell that we're hungry here all the time.
I screwed up, in the interest of full disclosure, I screwed up and I didn't call the calzone lady back, and so I think we just got skipped.
This is why you let me
on the calzones.
This stuff.
I know, right? I was too busy yesterday.
There's even a Starbucks Thanksgiving blend here for a limited time.
It's not in the red cup, though.
So let's talk about cocos and chai tea lattes, because that's real what I get down with. For us non-coffee drinkers, I mean, come on, right?
Caramel apple spice is super good, though. Have you ever had it?
No.
It's just hot apple cider.
But again, everybody says, oh, coffee, it smells so good.
No, it's not coffee. It's apple cider that's hot.
Okay. You'd be but
okay
it's
with that.
78 degrees outside
well,
today.
You know what?
This is
I
not
can't
the
make
time
you happy.
For
I don't
spiced
want coffee.
Hot cider.
Let's look later in the week. It's going to cool down.
Okay. It'll be 65
on Friday. It was cold
in
here yesterday. And then it's okay to have a peppermint mocha latte. You can get it iced. Ooh, we have some of those to give away.
I don't know if that's
hyper chillers to make our coffee iced. I can't wait to decorate the tree.
Oh boy.
We're so excited. Yeah. Where should we put it? Over there in the corner, right okay. there. Oh yeah, that is perfect.
Good spot.
What yep. are we gonna put on top of it?
A star?
An angel
what
doesn't seem appropriate
do you
in here.
Put on top of a tree, I guess.
Well, no, there's. I mean, like we put a ribbon on ours.
Yeah, I do too.
There's
a big,
there's
long
angels. There's
flowy ribbon.
There's all kinds of stuff. Oh. So you put a star?
We put a big lit up star at the top. Yeah.
I bet you have a ginormous Christmas tree because you have tall ceilings.
We do. Yeah, we try. Yeah, like a 9-foot one.
How many do you put up?
We get one real one, and then we've got a couple of fakes.
Jen, how many do you four?
Seven. She puts up 25.
An 8-foot, a 7-foot, and then a little mini Cubs tree and a mini Hello Kitty tree.
Why do you have two big ones?
Because one for the upstairs living room and one for the downstairs family room.
Oh, duh. Well, I haven't been to your house. I don't know.
Come on over and help me decorate, sister.
Done. Let's go.
Hey, the show, are you... Oh, nope. There's a... pumpkin spice latte lover.
See? Mm. They're running to Starbucks right now to get a peppermint
clearly
mocha.
They were asking directions.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Girls want to turn everything in here red and green already.
Hang on.
And sparkly.
I'm so excited. I have a Hatchimals guy.
You have a Hatchimals guy?
You have a guy for this?
I got a guy.
Wow.
You need the down low on the Hatchimals people.
Everybody's got a guy. Some use it for, you know, services.
What?
I don't fixing cars and stuff.
Right. You gotta got a guy.
I got a guy.
What?
Got a guy that'll fix that. Jen's got a guy to get her a Hatchimal.
I also need a Christmas light guy. Because I want to seriously like Clark Griswold up my house. And my husband does not really appreciate when I do that.
Yeah.
So I have to do it on the down low when he's
our
at work.
Our roof is very tall.
Yeah.
And there's no chance of me getting up there.
Without
breaking something.
Wait, why is everyone looking at me?
Let's get a ladder. Me and Shayla can do it.
Okay, perfect.
That seems safe.
Okay.
Use a staple gun.
Sure. Sure. A couple mochas later.
Oh, no unicorn. Okay.
Oh, that's
so
sad.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about, if we go back to Halloween, the holiday that just happened before you guys decided to go right to Christmas.
8 hours ago.
It was a great Halloween, and we saw a lot of interesting costumes. And somebody who messaged us in particular saw somebody really cool from Kansas City out with a nice costume.
Oh, yeah. This friend of mine just posted a picture of her daughter. They were out trick-or-treating and ran into Alex Smith, Chiefs quarterback. Oh. Alex Smith and his family who were out trick-or-treating, and apparently they were the family. They were like all Toy Story people, and he was the soldier from Toy Story.
That's awesome. Adorable.
I know. And he took pictures of the kids. That's great. I did not run into Alex Smith. I ran into
a couple of little Alex Smiths.
Did you?
Dressed like football players, yeah.
Yeah, and we saw some Royals players.
Yep.
No little cubbies.
Darn.
I know.
There are a lot of Harry Potters.
Yeah.
Lot of superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
That was
a thing this
total
year.
Thing.
Superman mm-hmm. and Supergirl. A lot of little Supergirls mm-hmm. I saw.
Right.
Wonder Woman. A lot of cute costumes.
What I saw was interesting. There's a lot of the old men and old women that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like a big mask right now for the older kids, but right. There were a lot of old men in the Halloween parade.
Well, so I saw a lot of little tiny kids dressed as old people, and then I saw older kids dressing as babies. There were a lot of pacifiers. That was also
another option I was going to do for you.
All the sixth graders at my daughter's school yesterday were babies.
Really?
Walking around with pacifiers, yeah. Hmm.
Got a couple of Trumps
yeah.
at the door.
I saw a Hillary Clinton in a jail suit, so she was the Hillary Clinton face,
oh, gosh.
And then the jail clothes. I saw that.
Like, okay, so we know how your parents feel now.
Right.
We got it. We get the message loud and clear here.
So I know we talked about Halloween yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and Jen and I are trying to talk Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Truda wants to talk Thanksgiving. Can we talk a year ago today? What happened?
A year ago today?
Uh-huh.
Was?
We won the World Series.
That happened November 1st?
1 year ago today, or tonight.
It really seems like a long time ago now.
I know.
It does.
And it could all end tonight. If Cleveland wins it.
Yeah, we'll not be reigning champs anymore.
We're champs.
So.
Come on, Cubbies. Let's go.
Right.
Come on, Chicago. We can do this.
Two games.
Two games. One of the toughest places to play this year.
No big deal. It's fine.
Right?
Could happen. They have Zobrist. It's fine.
It's true.
The power of the Zobi.
Mm-hmm.
So World Series game. Thank goodness the World Series was not last night, too.
Can
we
you
really
imagine?
Lucked out in so many different ways. It was just that awful Monday Night Football game.
Yeah. What happened to your Vikings, Shaylee? How'd that work out?
You know what? We're talking about the Royals right now.
Okay.
In the World Series.
The show with Jen and Truda.
On KC 102.1.